Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
This is a feel-good slot during which art specialist and art publicist Bronwyn Hershowitz entertains us with all the good that is happening out there. But today, there's an overlap between her and my previous guest, as Bronwyn would specifically like to pay tribute to Daniel Gold, the inventor of the Iron Dome. Bronwyn, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Charisse. I always love being here and seeing you. Yes, this Daniel Gold. So first of all, he is so good looking, let me tell you that. But not only that, he's just brilliant.
I'm going to Google now.
Yeah, you're going to have to. So he's just this incredible human being who invented the Iron Dome. And I think we should be celebrating him more. He was born in Israel. And he is one of the leading forces behind Israel's defense and technology sector. He oversees all the R&D, technology infrastructure, full-scale development, et cetera, et cetera. He's just a genius. He holds two PhDs. He's also a four-time recipient of the Israeli Air Force Prize, a recipient of the Singapore Defense Technology Distinguished Fellowship Award, and in 2012, he was selected as Man of the Year by Forbes magazine. So, I mean, how amazing is this?
That, and then obviously, that is impressive, Bronwyn, because when you think of, firstly, you would imagine he'd be extremely old, which clearly he's not.
He's not. He's young and he looks young. He looks amazing. And if we think about the innovative technology that Israel uses with this Iron Dome, I mean, this man was behind it. And how someone can be so brilliant is just incredible. Now he was born and raised in Tel Aviv, if you want to know more about him. His parents were actually Holocaust survivors. They immigrated to Israel from Hungary. And then he completed his studies in electronic engineering. And in 1983 he began his service in the Israeli Air Force. And he's just behind the most innovative technology in actually the world, if you want to think about that. He's a genius. And quite recently, well, in 2015, he was chosen to light a torch at the Independence Day torch lighting ceremony. In 2020, he established the National Technological Center for Combating the COVID-19 pandemic in collaboration with the Ministry of Defense. If we're going to have Nachas, this is the person to have Nachas over. So, we must remember Daniel Gold. He's one of our own. He was born in Israel. And I think that he will live forever. His legacy will live forever in the Iron Dome. So I just wanted to take a moment and celebrate this brilliant person.
That was beautiful, Bronwyn.
Thank you. Next, well, he's brilliant.
Mm. Next up, we have Professor Avi Wittison.
Another brilliant mind. He just won the Turing Award, which is actually the Nobel Prize of Computer Science. He's an Israeli mathematician and a Princeton professor, and he just won the award for computing machinery. He's a leader in theoretical computer science research. He's been at the forefront for about four decades. And he's just done, obviously, incredible work representing, once again, our Jewish community. He was born in Haifa, also to two Holocaust survivors. And it's just an honor. And this is actually the sixth time an Israeli has won this prestigious award. So celebrating the nachas and the joy, because we have such brilliant minds in our community, and we have to acknowledge them all the time.
And not only minds, we have athletic bodies as well. Bronwyn, tell me.
Can you believe it? You know, I always go back to that whole stereotype that Jewish people are not athletic, but they are, and we are. It's really just these youngsters are just creating waves, and the under 18 athletics at the Jiu-Jitsu International Federation, which is the European Championships. It was held in Romania. They won 11 medals, which is incredible. And actually, at the start of this competition, Israel were the favorites to take home all the top medals. This is such a huge championship where over 1,000 athletes from 28 federations register for this tournament. Greece won the team competition with 26 golds and actually received more medals than most of the other countries. Romania came second, which was great. And then France came third, and then Israel with 11 medals, which is really wonderful. It's such a great victory. Very proud of these young men. And let's see how they do in future championships and competitions.
Ranwan, what is it with Israel and jiu-jitsu? I mean, it's originally Japanese, I'm guessing. I didn't
yeah,
hear you
so
mention Japan anywhere in there.
No, it's interesting. I actually don't even know the origin of jiu-jitsu. I mean, I think we could I don't know if it is Japanese. It might be it's in one of those Eastern European countries, but I also think, you know,
one of the Asian countries. Yeah, but in fairness to Japan, this is the European Championships in Romania, so it's not
but
going to
exactly.
be dealing with
so
Japan.
Yeah, so oh yes, it is, it did originated in Japan, obviously. Yeah, so this is the European Championship, so it's great that Israel are a part of that. I think it's just a brilliant workout. I think it's also a great discipline. It's not just about the body, it's about the mind, it's about the breathing. So I think in all faculties, it's really, really beneficial physically, emotionally, mentally, and I think that's where the attraction is, just for that overall discipline. It's quite incredible to watch.
And then we have Jewish and African American folk music traditions.
So, I mean, this is where I say music unites, and that we're all actually very similar, right? Jewish and the Jewish and African American folk music traditions are going to intertwine or entwine at the Brooklyn Fiddle Summit. I didn't know about this summit. It brings obviously all folk musicians around. And if you think about it, folk music is very prominent in Jewish music. If you think about the scales and the chords that are played in Jewish music, it's very folky. So it kind of makes sense that that it has a strong root in Jewish music. And then, yes, I mean, African-American music, I mean, actually is probably the origin of all music genres. But what's so beautiful is that these two different groups are uniting at this summit. And this will take place, in fact, this week at Brooklyn, at the Brooklyn venue, Littlefield. It will showcase violinist Zoe Acker's klezmer virtuosity. So the klezmer style is of Jewish origin. And the old-time Americana of the Ebony Hillbillies. This is a seven-piece string band that celebrates African music, folk music. The shared bill is meant to explore the common themes of the seemingly disparate genres. So in terms of the way these musics are represented in New York, they're both folk revivals. And a man, Jeremy Lockwood, who is the Brooklyn-based Jewish musician and ethnomusicologist who curated the concert, he said that the music is from the past and people use it in the present day to try to fill some kind of a need, whether that be political, emotional, spiritual. And it's usually a combination of all three. And the klezmer and Black Americana music are not just bonded by instruments, but about people who are marginalized. And I think it's so relevant for now. So Eastern European Jews and African Americans are coming together to unite through music, through history, really, through our commonalities, which, like I said, is how music really unites us all. So we are celebrating our roots, and I love this on the band's website. They state, "One of the fascinating ironies about string band music is that while the music is born of deprivation, disenfranchisement, and disappointment, it's still leaping with joy, even if it's just as often weeping with melancholy." And I love that. So You know, through music is there is pain and joy, and I think it brings joy and it helps us to express our emotions. So it's quite beautiful.
Very beautiful. And to end off with Bronwyn, there is nothing more feel good than Mamma Mia.
Oh, you know, Mamma Mia's here. Here we go again. So I saw it over the weekend, and it's just the music is so amazing. And very proud of the lead, Gina Schmuckler, from our Mishpacha, our community. She plays the lead, Donna Sheridan. And what is so amazing is that she played this lead 10 years ago as well. And it's so nice to see a fellow family member showing off her talents. And if you haven't seen the movie, well, you know, it's really about the story of Donna Sheridan, who is the mother, who actually was played by, what's her name? Oh, I've just gone blank. Actress Meryl Streep, there we go, and her daughter. And the daughter's getting married, and she doesn't know who her father is, and she invites three possible men to her wedding to find out which one of those is her father. So it's really a love story. It's about relationships. It's about different characters. Every actor is so brilliant, but I just want to do highlight Gina Schmuckler, who has just who's been around in the industry for years. She, in fact, started performing at the age of six. She played Molly in the musical Annie. And I mean, she's written plays and she's performed in musicals and normal plays. And she's just at the forefront of the theatre community. And it's always so lovely to celebrate in her achievements. So go see Mamma Mia. It's so much fun. And dress up and wear feather boas. It's also just such a great show for the family as well. So, you know, go and escape and sing along to all ABBA's greatest hits.
And that's just what we need. We need to go along, celebrate and sing along to ABBA. Bronwyn, yeah. Thanks so much for joining me. You're back again in 2 weeks after Pesach.
Yes. So thanks, Amir. Have a good Passover and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks to you. Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. That was Bronwyn Hershowitz for our Feel Good slot. And Bronwyn is an art specialist and arts publicist.